Hello and welcome to the Web Certain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Dana Damakis and here are today's top stories. The Chinese search engine 360 Search has launched an English language feature. Amazon is set to overtake Flipkart as the top e-commerce site in India, and over half of all website visits in France now take place on a mobile device. The Chinese tech company Tihu 360 has announced that its search engine, 360 Search, will start returning translated results from English language websites. The new service will allow Chinese users who cannot speak English to have a search query return results from English pages. This will allow Chinese users to find and read English content that will be translated back into their native language for them, giving them access to much more information on the web. Tihu360 has commented on the new service, saying that it hoped it would help its estimated 400 million users to understand more information online. Amazon is set to overtake Flipkart as the top e-commerce site in India, according to research by 7Park Data. Currently, Flipkart accounts for 30.7% of mobile e-commerce in the country, compared to Amazon, which is just behind in second place, with 30.3%. However, Amazon is experiencing much stronger growth, with its traffic growing by 46% in 2016, compared to Flipkart, which actually saw a decrease in traffic of 11%. If these trajectories continue, then Amazon is almost certain to overtake Flipkart to become the top e-commerce site in India by the end of the year. Amazon has been investing heavily in the Indian e-commerce market, having recently poured $5 billion worth of funds into the country and has said that it considers India to be its second most important market after the US. Over half of all website visits in France now take place on a mobile device, according to a study by Médiamétrie. The research found that 68% of website visits took place on a mobile device, while desktop and laptop computers only accounting for 32%. When looking deeper into the mobile device figures, 57% of traffic came from Android devices and 42% from iOS devices. The figures show the importance of mobile optimization for websites targeting French consumers. Research by Senair has compared the Croatian and Slovenian e-commerce markets. The study found that both countries have similar proportions of online shoppers, with around 90% of internet users from both countries having gone online shopping at least once. However, there were differences in the frequency with which internet users in the two countries engage in online shopping. Whilst almost half of Croatian internet users shop online every month, this drops to just 37% in neighboring Slovenia. Croatia also seems more open to cross-border e-commerce, with 40% of Croatians reporting that they usually buy from foreign websites. In Slovenia, however, this figure drops to under a fifth. Cash on delivery is the most popular payment option in both countries. However, whilst online credit card payments are another popular option in Slovenia, PayPal is more favored in Croatia. And finally, the Olympic Council of Asia has announced that esports will be included in the Asian Games for the first time in 2022. Competitors will be able to compete in real-time attack games and multiplayer online battle arena games. Esports are becoming increasingly popular, especially in Asia. Around 320 million people watch esports worldwide, and the industry is predicted to rake in $696 million in revenue this year, with 50% of that coming from China. The Olympic Council of Asia commented on the introduction of esports to the Asian Games, saying that it wanted to recognize the rapid development and popularity of this new form of sports participation. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.